What is so frustrating for people is that after many of these mass shootings, we discover that the perpetrator had this history of serious mental problems, and that family and friends even tried to intervene and get them evaluated or committed, only to find that they didn't meet the legal requirement. Now today, a bill was debated that tries to do something about this very problem.
I have to be literally a dangerous person right now to be detained.
And Representative Tammy Green favors strengthening the state's involuntary commitment law to include potentially dangerous as well.
The expansion allows the decision maker to say, wait a minute, we see this pattern happening again, and the family has told us this has happened again, and we have history this has happened.
Green is herself a mental health nurse.
Every day when I work, I see someone who didn't get the help they needed until it was a little too late, and if we catch it early, then we don't have, you know, the naked guy running down the street with a gun.
After last year's deadly rampage at Seattle's Cafe Racer, which left five innocents dead, the gunman's father talked about seeing dangerous signs in his son.
We heard things like, the army's out to get my memory. He had foamed at the mouth and had these rants about the world and how it ought to be. And they were not easy to listen to, but they weren't, I'm going to go over there and kill those people.
And so many times you hear families saying, we tried to get help, we couldn't get help, we knew this was coming, but they didn't meet the law. You know, they didn't meet the law for being held against their will.
Good afternoon. My name is Ruth Martin.
Today, critics of the bill argued that adding even more people to already crowded mental hospitals won't solve the problem.
We aren't creating health. We're taking them and we're warehousing them, and we're not getting them healthy so that they can get back into their lives and handle whatever they have to handle.
This new change won't come cheap. If passed over the next 2 years, this will cost $23 million to expand the criteria for involuntary commitment.